Welcome to the Embrace Fertility Podcast. I'm Naomi Wolfson. I'm a therapist who specializes in supporting women through trying to conceive and treatment, and then through pregnancy and birth following infertility. My partner and I went through almost 4 years of infertility, which included IUIs, IVF, anxiety, surgery, and then a miscarriage, before we went on to conceive both of our ginger children naturally. I now run a 12-week mind-body program guiding women through the 5 steps of my unique Embrace Fertility method: comfort, coping, connection, clearing, and creating. On this podcast, I offer emotional support and share mind-body techniques to help you find calm and confidence, and ultimately find yourself again while waiting for your baby. Does it feel like you're just spinning your wheels sometimes? You are so overwhelmed and so scared that you can't even think straight. And so you're trying to make decisions and you're researching, you're on Dr. Google, you're on Instagram, and everyone's shouting at you and everyone's saying, you need to do this to get pregnant, or you need to look at this, or this is the new Wonder supplement, or have you tried this? You need to do this. Has your partner done? And you're like, oh my word. Like, there's just so much out there. And then on top of that, you're trying to stay positive, trying to stay in the vibe. And you're just like, oh my word, this is impossible. And so you end up planning out and thinking about not just what you're doing now, this cycle, but what your plan B is. And actually, let's just get real. It's not plan B, is it? By this point, those of you that are listening to the Embrace Fertility Podcast, it's probably like plan J. Plan J. All the other plans, A onwards, have not worked. We're now on plan J. And then you're thinking about the plan after that, and the plan after that, and the plan after that. Because that's what we're used to doing. We are solution-seeking beings, human beings, and if something doesn't work, we're like, right, we'll have a backup plan. So if that doesn't work, then I'll go and do this. And the problem, well, let's start with the positive. The positives of doing this is it can take the pressure off the original plan. I'm just going to say plan A and B, because it's just going to be easier. It takes the pressure off what your current plan is, the plan A, right now. Because you're like, okay, instead of being like, this has to work. It has to. Oh my God, otherwise life will be over. If you have a backup plan, you're like, okay. And it doesn't mean that you have to be completely on board, because most of the time you're not even on board with plan A. You don't want to be doing plan A. You want to have just got pregnant, 2 years ago, and everything be fine. But you are doing it. And then with plan B, you can feel like, well, if I start thinking about that, I need to get on board on that. And sometimes that's like a massive step. That is going to treatment, or going to donor eggs, or going to surrogacy. Sometimes that's a huge, massive step. And you're like, oh my God, if I start thinking about that, I need to be on board with it. And you don't at all. You do not need to be 100% on board, even for the current plan. You just need to be 51% on board. Ideally, it's going to make it a lot easier for you emotionally and energetically to be going through a plan if you're more on board, which is where the energy work comes in. But you only have to be 51%. You just have to be doing it and showing up. And so you can take that pressure off yourself of like, no one's excited about going into IVF. No one wants to do IVF. They're doing it because they feel that that is the next best step, or they've been told by the medical team that it's the next best step, the best chance they have of getting pregnant. So you can have a backup plan. And my friend Maida and I actually discussed this. I'll share the link to the episode below, where we're talking about having a backup plan, having a plan B can take the pressure off you and actually feel really good. But what you want to do is just have that there in place, and then bring your focus back, a full focus, to plan A. Because if you're splitting yourself between plans A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, G being, what if none of this works and end up having to buy 20 cats and just live in a flat on my own because my husband would have left, my partner would have left, and I'd just live with cats. That's what I used to do. I would literally be like, this is awful. What if none of these things work? You know, trying naturally doesn't work. IUI doesn't work. IVF doesn't work. ICSI doesn't work. Donor doesn't work. Surrogacy doesn't work. Adoption. What if none of these things work? And I was working out what I would do in every single case, in every single option. I'm completely overwhelming myself. I'm completely stressing myself out. And I was like, I am not okay with plan G. I am not okay with this at all. And so my body was in this high state of stress because I was acting out in my mind plan G when I was still on plan B. So you don't need to do that. And a great way to bring you back is to set deadlines and actually write them down. Lay it out like a project plan and go, okay, so we are going to, you know, try naturally for X amount of months with these supporting things, listing the supporting things you're doing that are going to maximise your chances. Then we're going to try IUI, for example, or we're going to try Clomid, or we're going to go to IVF, and then write down, okay, we're going to try that for however many months or years. And lay it out in a plan. And this can be really, really scary to do. But our minds like that decision-making process. You can write it down. You don't have to do it. But you write it down and your mind goes, oh, that open loop of when are we going to go to that next step is then decided. You can change your mind. You can get to that point and go, no, I'm not ready for that step. But if you make the decision and write it down, obviously discussing with your medical team, their advice, discussing with your partner if you have one, discussing with any, you know, holistic providers that you work with on what the best course of action is. It then just lays it out and gets you out of that overwhelm. So you're like, right, I now have a plan. This is what I'm doing. Then you look and you break it down. What do I need to do this month? What are the steps? What do I need to do this week? What are the steps? What do I need to do today? And like any other project, just breaks it down to manageable steps. It also allows you to see when you're actually trying to, you know, have 8 jobs, because each of the different therapies or supplements or alternative treatments that you're using actually take up so much time with appointments and energy that you don't have, you just physically can't do all of them and you're just heading for burnout. So you can go, okay, for the next 3 months, I'm going to try this, this, and this. And that's it, and everything else will be put to the side. And then, once I've given that chance to see if it's worth, tried and tested as well. Because sometimes we can, like, you can't try IUI once and go, oh, IUI doesn't work. Because generally they say you have to do 4 rounds. Same with IVF. They say if you really want to, you know, see if IVF works, you do 3 rounds. It's different for, you know, different people in different medical conditions. So you check with your medical provider. But in general, so, you know, you don't just do it once. You don't try IUI once and then go, oh, now we're doing IVF. You might do. We did it twice and then decided that actually the stress of doing IVF, or doing IUI, because we're doing stimulated IUI, didn't warrant us doing another 2 rounds like we were meant to. So we moved to IVF to give ourselves, you know, much higher chance of success. So each of these decisions, really make sure you're making as a decision. And this is a joy of when mind-body techniques come in, that you want to bring your body out of stress response for long enough for you to be able to make these decisions and make logical choices rather than in complete fear, throwing yourself into treatment, whereas actually that maybe is not the best course of action for you right now. So how do you do that? That is the question. So I'm going to be running a live 3-day event in a couple of weeks' time called From Surviving to Thriving. And for 3 days, Monday to Wednesday, I'm going to be sharing mind-body techniques of how to actually get you to do that, how to get out of stress response and into this place of feeling hopeful and feeling confident that you are able to make the best decisions for you and your fertility. So yes, I'm going to be, you can, I'll share the link below so you can sign up. And in the interim, over the next couple of weeks, I've invited you to download my Invite Your Baby In hypnosis track. So this is a beautiful guided visualization where not only am I guiding your body out of stress response and into relaxation. But I'm asking you to visualize your baby, visualize being pregnant, visualize holding your baby in your arms once they're here. And I'm going to be talking in the course like the benefits of doing this, but there are so, so many. Our mind does not know the difference between real or imagined. So the more you imagine what you want, the more likely it is that you can move towards it, because you're telling your body that, one, it's safe for you to want that. It's safe for you to have that. And I'm going to be talking more about the science and the studies behind why visualization is so useful, not just while trying to conceive, but in every area of your life. This is the technique, or these are the techniques, rather, there are numerous ones that top athletes use. So they're training physically, they're still doing the physical things. So they're not sat at home on the couch, eating Mackie D's, imagining, you know, winning the 100 meter sprint. They're also practicing physically, so like yourself. You're also trying naturally, or you're trying with the support of treatment, you're taking your supplements, you're doing all the things, but you're also getting your mind on board. And you're visualizing what you want and making it so, so clear to your subconscious mind that this is what you want and this is how you want it to happen. And this is especially beneficial if you've experienced miscarriage. Because when you've experienced loss, imagine yourself being pregnant and your only reference point is remembering the loss. And so you end up like turning towards pregnancy, then turning away because it hurts. And that makes complete sense, but that isn't what we want for you when you're trying to conceive. We want you to be completely open and receptive to that pregnancy. So we'll be talking more about that as well, and how, especially if you've experienced loss, ways that you can tweak the techniques to make it feel more comfortable, to be a bit softer for yourself. So yes, in the meantime, so sign up, pop it in your diary, and then be listening to that, invite your baby in preparation for that 3-day free event. I look forward to seeing you then.